Act 2, The Gift. Narrator 1. So, what do you think Coyote will do? Let's watch him. Coyote walks back to Io and studies him for a moment. Then he removes the colorful and warm blanket from around his shoulders and lays it over Io. Coyote. Here, friend Rock. Please accept this blanket as a gift from me. You must be very cold on a day like this. The blanket will keep you warm. To me, it is truly a burden. It is an extra weight I must carry. Narrator 1. Now, as you can imagine, Io isn't a great talker. He doesn't say anything to show his appreciation for the gift. Narrator 2. But he doesn't refuse it. Either. Iktome. Are you sure you know what you're doing, Coyote? Do you really want to give away your blanket like that? Coyote. Of course I'm sure. Why, I've always been a generous fellow. Besides, don't you think Io looks nice in my blanket? See how the green in my blanket matches the green of his moss? Iktome. But it's Io's blanket now, isn't it? And it's still cold, with many months of winter ahead. Iktome chuckles and walks away. Coyote, hurrying after Iktome. So long, Io. I hope you enjoy the blanket. Narrator 1. Remember what I said earlier about the weather in November? Narrator 2. Coyote and Iktome don't walk very far before the sky opens up like a bank treasurer emptying a cash drawer onto the floor. Suddenly it's pouring. It's hailing. And it's getting colder by the minute.